From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The trade ministers from 11 Pacific Rim countries say they have reached a deal Saturday to proceed with the Free Trade Trans-Pacific Partnership that was in doubt after U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it. A statement issued early Saturday said an accord was reached on core elements of the 11-member pact. The compromise was delayed by last-minute disagreements that prevented the TPP leaders from meeting to endorse the plan on Friday. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Jeffrey L. Harrigan said Iran-manufactured ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Shiite rebels toward the Saudi capital and remnants of that missile bore markings.
That's been demonstrated, and there are pictures that depict that. So to me, that connects the dots to Iran in terms of who's supplying this.
Saudi Arabia long has accused Iran of supplying weapons to the Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and their allies, though Tehran has denied supplying them. There was no immediate reaction from Tehran. Hezbollah's leader said Friday that Saudi Arabia had declared war on Lebanon and his Iran-backed group, accusing Riyadh of detaining Saad al-Hariri and forcing him to resign as Lebanon's prime minister to destabilize the country.
The man is detained in Saudi Arabia and forbidden until this moment from returning to Lebanon.
His comments mirror an accusation by Riyadh on Monday that Lebanon and Hezbollah had declared war on the conservative Gulf Arab Kingdom. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, stories, and more. This is VOA News. 20 asylum seekers left Friday from an Australian-run detention center due to close down in Papua New Guinea, but Bill Gallo reports hundreds of holdouts face forcible eviction amid an immigration standoff that has blighted Australia for years.
Nearly 600 men have barricaded themselves into the Manus Island Center for more than 10 days without regular food or water, defying closure attempts by Australia and Papua New Guinea in what the United Nations calls a looming humanitarian crisis. Their deadline to move is Saturday. Some locals are angry at what they perceive as preferential treatment for the asylum seekers, many of them well-educated in a poor rural society, and some of the detainees have come under attack when on release from the camp. While 20 men left the camp Friday, the rest vowed to stay put, setting the scene for a possible clash, since Papua New Guinea said it would forcibly evict and apprehend any holdouts Saturday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Marissa Melton reports the Catalan Parliament Speaker was released from prison Friday, but the terms she agreed to in exchange for being granted bail seem likely to prevent her from campaigning on a pro-independence ticket for regional elections next month.
Carme Forcadell appeared in the Supreme Court Thursday to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds after she enabled a declaration of independence by the Catalan Parliament in late November. She was released on bail of about $175,000 and agreed to renounce any political activity that went against the Spanish Constitution. The court said it could reconsider its ruling if it found evidence of her committing more offenses, effectively banning her from campaigning for independence for the December 21st election. Following the independence declaration, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalan Parliament and fired the administration of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont. Forcadell at the time described Rajoy's actions as a coup and an attack against democracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Brazilians took to the streets on Friday to protest the implementation of new labor rules and express their opposition to proposed changes to the social security system. Trade unions called for a day of action around Brazil, but protests remain relatively small. The labor law goes into effect Saturday and has been championed by President Michel Temer, whose approval rating is in the single digits. This week, Ivory Coast signed a nearly $525 million compact grant with the U.S. government's Millennium Challenge Corporation. Money will be spent over a five-year period to spur economic growth in the West African country and promote regional stability and security. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.